AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A man in Louisiana who fatally shot 7 of his children and another child in an attack on his family was in the middle of separating from his wife, according to a relative. The Shreveport Police Department says the gunman's wife and another woman were critically wounded. The suspect, identified as Shamar Elkins, died after fleeing and leading officers on a pursuit that ended with police shooting him. Officials said the children, 3 boys and 5 girls, ranged in age from 3 to 11 years old. It was one of the nation's deadliest mass shootings in recent years. A rush to fill positions in the FBI and Justice Department has some current and former officials concerned. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Following a wave of firings, retirements, and resignations over the past year, the FBI and the Justice Department are trying to rebuild a depleted workforce, and they're easing requirements in order to speed up recruitment. That has some current and former officials concerned. The FBI is using social media campaigns to attract applicants, and according to people familiar with the changes, is offering shorter training periods for candidates who come from other federal agencies. The Justice Department will now consider hiring prosecutors right out of law school. And some current and former agents say the FBI is promoting into positions of leadership people with less experience than would be customary for those jobs. Donna Warder, Washington.
Oil prices are rising following the latest rise of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, but the moves are more modest than they were earlier in the war. U.S. stocks are giving back only a bit of their record-breaking rally. The price for a barrel of Brent crude oil climbed to nearly $94. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The list is out for the most challenged books for 2025. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The American Library Association says book bans and attempted bans remain at record levels. The ALA has released its annual list of the most challenged books in U.S. schools and libraries. Patricia McCormick Sold, a novel about sex trafficking in India, topped the list. Other targeted books include The Perks of Being a Wallflower and Gender Queer. The ALA recorded challenges to 4,235 different works, nearly matching last year's record. The association notes that many challenges now come from government officials and activists rather than concerned parents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Victor Wembanyama scored 35 points in his playoff debut. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Portland Trail Blazers 111-98. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.